So we began the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, and we pointed out that on weekdays we only have three aliyahs, so that we could make sure that we're not mevatel people from halacha. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh we have four aliyahs taka, and the problem is that most people do go to work on Rosh Chodesh. So why do we have an extra aliyah if we're worried about bittul malacha? So Rashi on the Gemara and Megillah already answers this question. And let me tell you what Rashi says, and you'll tell me if you like what he says. Rashi says, Rashi Chadashim, we learn four aliyahs, an extra aliyah. Ein bo bittul malacha kol kach. Why not? She'ein hanashim osos malacha bahem. Rashi goes on to explain, historically, that since the women were good enough in the time of Chet HaEgel to not be so quick to give over their jewelry as quick as the men were, therefore Nashim got the zechus of not having to work on Rosh Chodesh. Fine. And therefore, since women don't work on Rosh Chodesh, there's no bitul malacha, and it's okay if the men get to work late. I don't understand. Why does the fact that women don't have to work on Rosh Chodesh mean that therefore, all the men who are in shul could stay late in shul because they don't have to go to the train? But wait a second, the women aren't obligated in Kriyas HaTorah, presumably. They're not obligated in Talmud Torah. Presumably they're not obligated in hearing Kriyas HaTorah. So what is the fact that the women don't have to go to work today? Why is that a reason to make all the men who are rushing to make the LIRR at 7:02, 8:02, 9, whatever it is,
drive to the train because they're home?
Since the women are going to be home today, they could drive you to the train so the men could all stay an extra 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I hear that. I don't have a good answer. But as I was just thinking about, just about a minute or two ago, I had one possible... Does anybody have a suggestion? Why does the fact that women are not... don't go to work, so therefore...
What Mark was saying, but it's a little different. The chores that you would help your wife do, now you don't have to.
Right,
do
so since.
She's off, so she'll do that.
Right, so normally I have to buy milk and take out the garbage. But since she's home today, she's going to buy the milk and take out the garbage. Or I'll always take out the garbage, but she'll buy the milk. And this way, I have more time to stay for that fourth aliyah in shul. Kenzain. I was wondering if possibly the following chakira that Reb Baruch Ber brings from Reb Chaim might be able to answer this question. There's a chakira that I think they say it's famous. I think it became famous when I realized that it exists, like many other things that become famous when you find out about them. What is the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Let me rephrase it. On whom is the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? Is it a chiyuv on the tzibur, or is it a chiyuv on the yachid? Nafkamina, I'll tell you one nafkamina. When I was in the mir, I remember very vividly there was a certain Shabbos that I davened in the yeshiva, and I davened along Shemona Esrei. By the time I finished Shemona Esrei, it was probably like Nitzavin Vayelech Hazinu. By the time I finished Shemona Esrei, laning was mostly finished. I remember walking over to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel's Zatzal and asking him if I should go to the Shtiblach to get Kriyas HaTorah, because I miss Kriyas HaTorah in yeshiva. So he told me, no, I don't have to, but I'm not really sure why. There are two possibilities. Either because he hated when guys went to the Shtiblach, that's probably the real reason. But I think what he told me is that, no, it's only a Chavas HaTzibur. Okay, I was going to Kriyas HaTorah, that could be. But there is a tzad, Reb Chaim has a tzad, that Kriyas HaTorah is not a chov on the yachid, it's a chov on the tzibur. And since I was part of the tzibur, the minion had Kriyas HaTorah, I was davening Shemona Esrei. I had a phone call, I had a whatever. But I was part of the tzibur. The tzibur had their Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore as part of the tzibur, I was yotze, my whatever chiv I had, or just part of the bigger tzibur, I was yotze Kriyas HaTorah. If perhaps the chiv was on me independently, well, I, as an individual, didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. I wasn't Yotzi any chiv. We'll talk about that more in a minute or two, or tomorrow, actually. But wait a second. If we assume, like that tzad, that Kriyas HaTorah is a chov on the tzibur, not on the yachid, maybe the tzibur doesn't mean the tzibur of people in shul. It means there's a chov on Klal Yisrael in every city, in every community, to have Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays, on Thursdays, on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbosim. So even though women themselves are not chayv in Kriyas HaTorah, they're not even in shul, But the fact that they are not obligated in since they don't go to work on Rosh Chodesh, so the tzibur, in the bigger group of the tzibur, the bigger, the broader definition of the word tzibur, which includes the women, has less of a day of malacha. Perhaps that could be a reason why the women's not going to work on Rosh Chodesh might be able to make Rosh Chodesh a day of that there's no bitul malacha, and that's why we could have that fourth aliyah. Amar v'chanani barakash ratzah kodesh baruch lezakas es Yisrael afikach yirbal ham torah mitzvah shen amad anay chafetz man tzedkai gdol terav yadir.